All right, so John, here we are at the precipice of EA's press conference at E3 2017. Is there anything besides Battlefront 2 that you are wanting out of EA today? You want like a new Dead Space? Do you want like a I don't know, a game that's sort of like other games? Like what do we get from EA today besides Battlefront? Or maybe that's what we should talk about. Battlefront is the big thing.
I mean, it's the thing I'm probably the most interested in that I know we'll be seeing here. But I mean, you said Dead Space and I thought, oh, that's right. They did make Dead Space.
Mm-hmm.
I could use a good new Dead Space game. Mm. I loved Dead Space 2. I did not much care for 3, but I would take a new Dead Space game in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would too. I think in a post Resident Evil 7 world, there's a lot to be done in space with horror games. And I don't know why Dead Space is currently not happening. I guess Volition got rolled into some other company or something, or they're part of EA in a different way. So maybe there's just not the people acting on that IP anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that would be an interesting surprise. I honestly don't expect much today outside of the Star Wars announcement. And from the preview video here we're looking at, with only a couple of minutes until they go live, there are a number of computers with Battlefront 2 logos on them, which leads us both to believe that will likely be up front and center in a big way.
Yeah, it makes it feel like that's what they're really focusing on as their centerpiece, which is good, because I think my major problem with Battlefield 1, or Battlefront 1, always mix those up because they have such a similar name.
Yeah.
Battlefront 1 is that it felt really light. It felt like, hey, we put a shooter thing together. You should play it.
Yeah.
And in a day where we have XP and unlocks and progression and all, you know, these amazing single player campaigns, it felt a little light. And I'm hoping that's not the case for Battlefront 2.
Yeah, me as well. There'll be certainly lightsabers, blasters, roguish elements and characters, probably walkers. Oh, now here we go. We're getting some sort of a start here. Looks like maybe a trailer we're going to get.
Yeah, they couldn't wait that last minute. They said, we got to go.
Yeah, they cut
or
that
maybe
out.
We'll get a minute of rating pending.
That would be a bummer. Oh, rating pending mature. Yeah, this must be a game they're about to show us, or else what would this be? Or are they saying this entire conference could be rated M for mature?
Rating pending to mature. We're not going to get too adult. You don't have to worry about that. But we will be either undecided or up to mature.
That's right. We're getting close, though, so that is good. Let's make sure our cameras are good. I can see you. You can see me. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody, both at home and live. We're two chuckleheads with bobbleheads. Oh, here we go. We're getting some kind of sports intro. No, we're getting everything intro. It's going to be EA everything here.
It's going to be sports guys versus military guys.
Yeah.
The crossover we've all demanded.
I've been asking for it for years. Let's see what we got for music here. Very techno, as always. Yeah, that's some... they're dropping the beat.
Yeah.
As you may be able
like,
to tell.
Like it's hot.
Yeah, like it's hot. I mean, listen, if the beat is hot, what are you going to do with it? You going to hold it up and play with it? No.
Yeah.
You're going to drop it.
Can't hold that beat. It's
too
hot.
You're going to put that down. Oh, 10 seconds. All right, here we go. It's a very nice screen. Oh, football people. Shit. It's going to be all sports.
The disappointment has already washed over the crowd.
Oh, well, these aren't sports guys. Never mind.
No, these are drum people.
All right, so we can... Okay, so there appear to be NFL jerseyed. They're all wearing Patriot shirts, which kind of pisses me off. but there they are nonetheless, doing their thing. I wonder if I could... Trying to see if I could fiddle with the audio in a different way on this, but I don't know if I can.
You know, I'm going to tell you this, Scott. Yeah. I don't know a lot about sports.
Yeah.
I'm not a big follower of the sports, as they call it. But I know enough to know that the band doesn't wear the sport uniform.
No, my experience with the band is they never wear the sports uniforms. That is some bull crap. All right, here we go. We got some kind of drafty, modey-looking Madden business. video freezed up. Nope, we're good. Let me ask you something. Why are you here? Because I mean, I will say this. People like a good campaign mode, so if you're going to put a little RPG in your sports game, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Not sure I'm playing, but I'm cool. I played a lot of Madden football in the 90s. I feel like I got my fill.
Yeah, I mean, as it became more sim, I got less interested.
Yeah, I like arcadey. I'll tell you what I like. I like a good hockey game. If they could put out a new NHL game, I'd be happy because I love a good hockey game.
Yeah.
I love how they play. Oh, look at that. Madden 18 long shot.
Like, is this the direction sports games are moving now? They're going to all have some big narrative tied to it?
I think so. I think that makes sense. Everything's RPG'd. Drumline, guys. Oh, gosh, really? All right, here we got British McBritish Pants up again. What's his name?
That's Madden. Like
Andrew Wilson.
Seen it. And I might be biased,
yeah,
but
I don't think he's
sure
the same guy as last year.
Madden we've done yeah. in well over a decade.
Different British person.
Yeah.
Welcome to EA Play 2017, coming to you from the Hollywood Palladium. This is our second year at EA Play. Last year, we went out on a limb, tried to do something a little different with a view to changing the way you interact with products before they launch.
It didn't work.
So we're doing something else.
Yeah. If you remember, that was kind of a failure. It did not garner much attention for EA last year.
As you can see, we've built a creative space here. We're right in the middle of it. This is going to be where it all goes down over the next 3 days, playing, creating, and sharing with the rest of the world.
Well, that's only like 10 computers. How are you going to get that many people playing in there?
Well, you got 3 days, I guess.
This week, we have hundreds of stations for hands-on gameplay. And for tens of millions of you out there joining online from across the world, you won't hear it just from us. You'll hear it from players, right here. They're here to see new things, to ask questions, to challenge us, to tell us what they like, and especially what they don't.
Over under on Snoop Dogg doing something here today.
Oh, I hope Snoop Dogg comes back.
Yeah,
he really stole the show last
time. He was pretty great. As far as I'm concerned, he's the reason I cared about EA games last year. Hour and
a bit. Chat wants to remind us that he is Australian, not a British person.
Oh, well, sorry. Thank you, everybody.
We'll put that on the record.
Aussie pants. There.
2 years ago, we launched Star Wars Battlefront.
Yep.
And we got a lot of feedback.
All those people are plants.
A lot of it positive and a bunch of it constructive. That's a euphemism for not as positive. So today we're going to bring
really?
30 minutes.
At least he's being honest.
Yeah, I'm glad he clarified it, though. Gosh, dang.
What we'll see is that we've addressed all of the feedback and gone even further.
Whoa, further.
We've got a mix of everything here for you. A look at new IP, some killer new trailers, demos, and a bunch of live gameplay. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it should be, right? Because we're all here for one simple reason.
Video games!
All of us share one fundamental belief. And that's that
it should be fun. I hope. Yeah. I hope you all have fun.
I want it to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at this. Get that crowd
they
going.
They connect us like nothing else.
It's working that crowd.
They bring us together. This is an indoor stadium, right? This isn't an outdoor thing, is it? No, we'd see sunlight if it was outdoor.
Yeah, this is inside us.
Games allow us to do extraordinary
things.
Like,
if any company can block out the sun during their press conference, it's EA.
Oh, yeah. I think their name stands for eminent moon blocking. I don't know what it is.
Eminent artistic blocking of the sun.
There you go. I don't know why I said moon, because there's no M in EA. So there you go. Well done, Scott. Good night, everybody.
The power of play in our hands.
All right, the power of play.
To do with it what we want and to make it our own.
It's in the game.
So let's celebrate. For the next 3 days, we're here
to
celebrate
play
with all of you. And what better place to start than with a game that has taken the world by storm, Battlefield 1.
All right.
There's more than 20 million Battlefield 1 players out there today, and we've got a lot to share about a revolution that's coming to this great franchise. So let's jump to Battlefield.
Turn the 1
right
into a 2. What do you think?
All right. Oh, there's a dude.
Hi, I'm right in front of
this everyone.
Camera.
I'm Andrew Galata, producer for Battlefield 1 at our DICE studio right here in LA.
And I'm getting a suntan.
I'm standing inside
standing
the creator cave at EA Play, where our community is creating new content to share with players across the globe. It's unbelievably rewarding to see more than 20 million players embracing the game. This sounds like some real BS to me.
I can't not look at all these other people in the shot and just think that they're sitting there going, oh, I wish I wasn't in the shot right now.
Hey, Noob, I got some questions to ask you.
Okay.
What is it about the Battlefield franchise that's so special and appealing to you?
The thing I find special about Battlefield is teamwork. I'm not good at shooting. Sometimes I like to repair or heal or hide.
All right. Well, this has gotten weird, but that's fine. There's nothing wrong with weird.
You know how much you're going to see streamers today? It's going to get nuts. It's going to be streamers, YouTubers. This is going to be the E3 of, yo, community, bro.
Brought to you by you guys.
You're the community. Well, that guy's yelling things in German. I can't read those. I feel like we have been underrepresented in the Battlefield 1 game. Yeah.
I like that you said, I can't read those, but the writing was in English.
Right, that's a good point. Well, it's because my bar's in front of it.
They're showing so many streamers, I expect them to cut to us at some point, just sitting here watching the press conference.
Two doughheads.
Oh, we love EA, and then it cuts away.
With our 90 viewers. Check us out. Check us out. I didn't play BF1 at all. I wanted to. I guess I don't... Oh, good lord. That doesn't seem very World War II to me. Or one.
No, that's canonical.
The
I'll never be able to do that again in my life. I'll never be able to do that again in my life. Never, ever. That's as good as it gets. I should just stop playing.
The Iron Sheik is very excited about all of this that's going down.
Somebody right now is watching us going, you guys don't know who Beardy McBeard is? You guys are terrible.
Well, they probably don't know who the Iron Sheik is, so, you know, it's all relative to our circles.
Yeah.
And we want even more of them.
Yeah.
So we're bringing more ways for you to play. First, Nightmap's debut.
Could be a blood pool shark. In
Neville Knight, blood pool shark. It's a pretty cool name, just calling it that.
Yeah.
Battlefield 1, : blood cool, or pool shark.
I'm excited to announce a major revolution in Battlefield 1. We're bringing epic battles to the Eastern Front of World War One.
Okay, DLC then, or just is this now a service? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
This is the biggest front of World War One.
Maybe seems like an expansion.
We're bringing you 6 new maps, the Russian Army, including the mighty Hussar Cavalry, new vehicles and weapons to expand your arsenal.
The mighty Hussar Cavalry,
iconic Women's Battalion of Death.
Okay.
Finally, we're introducing a richer gameplay experience in both progression and operations mode by bringing deeper player progression.
Also, we've added Hanamura.
Genji can really get around. Here at EA, we believe in taking Blizzard shit and jamming it in our game.
All of this.
We're really looking forward to Thrall and Jaina.
Name of the Tsar. And for the next 3 days, the Lupkow Pass map from In the Name of the Tsar.
Give that guy
right
some water.
At EA Play.
He's got pasty mouth
sound. For
those
of you tuning in, you'll get a glimpse of it from these guys when they share it on their channels very soon.
Oh, jeez.
So there you have it.
Yep. Check out these hot streamers. They really like our stuff.
You know who hates this? With new ways streamer viewers get mad There's when corporate big wigs try to
now enough of
co-op the stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In the name of the Tsar. I mean, I think that's the lack of corporate motivation behind them is what I think made streaming popular in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of feel like the more corporate streamers go, look, we play what we like, and we play games for companies that we like.
Right.
So there's going to always be an element of that, but I think it will eventually cause problems between streamers and their audiences if they lose the ability to trust that the streamer is being honest with their feelings.
Yeah, and there's a bit of that going on these days. That's sort of the start of some of that mistrust. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe this is like every community thing. Mods used to be made by 3 people, and now companies make entire games based on mods and, you know, concepts that used to be little indie things some guy made in his basement are now part of mainstream games and AAA titles, and maybe that's just the same thing. This stuff just gets rolled in. I don't know.
I have the privilege of leading our global development teams
6,000 of the most creative people making truly amazing experiences.
Patrick Sauterland. Listen.
Now, this summer is going to be huge. So much new content.
Only my name looks like a smiley face going, oh. And there's one
more thing we'll bring to Battlefield. It's like he wants me to go on a quest
later
in Skyrim.
Year,
that's what this voice reminds me of.
We're going to give you a new competitive Battlefield experience. We've heard you. You want a smaller,
I took an arrow to the knee.
Focused on team play.
The Jarl will see you now.
Yeah, the Jarl will see you now.
And you want it accessible to players and to viewers. And it's coming. I can't wait to share more with you guys at Gamescom in August.
Whoa. Why aren't you showing us more
E3? Competition is at the center of EA today. And we've always thought about it a little differently.
Uh-oh.
We believe in making stars.
That's one FIFA fan stoked.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something really cool. Last month,
this could be
an
esports thing.
An amazing competitor, Shells. He made it to the FUT Championship Finals
in
Berlin.
He made it to the
F
and what?
This guy was an unknown. Now he's a worldwide star.
Did I hear that right?
And he'll be competing with the best at the FIFA Interactive World Cup Final.
It's a time lapse of somebody winning a video game.
We want to find more stars. So we're doubling down in competition in ways only EA can. This fall, we're launching the
everybody.
FIFA Championship
esports.
With many
esports.
Ways to
esports.
He's going to get a Super Saiyan any second now. Mid-transition. Caught.
The hair's going to get all yellow.
And in our official Football League competitions, you can represent your favorite real-world team. It's true. You can. We'll have much more to
He's
share.
He's not laughing at you, dude. He's laughing at that terrible photo you have behind you.
As developers, your passion is what fuels us. Your stories inspire us, and competition like nothing else brings them to life.
I hate when they say stuff like that. Your passion fuels us. No.
Yeah, there's a low tolerance for PR speak.
Yeah, my $59 on your football game fuels you. That's what does it.
This is my first time competing. I just thought maybe this is something I could do.
So many good players.
I want to beat them just like they want to beat me.
I just don't understand how people think I'm the underdog.
That is confidence right there.
This is the highest level you can play.
There is a real thin line. We want a video package that says esports drama, but maybe even a little personal drama, too.
Yeah, let's have a little reality show here. Is how much of a following does the EA sports titles have in esports? Because they're basically sports simulators, so it's so like, it's such inception, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you play Rocket League, you understand it because you're playing soccer with cars. There's no such thing as soccer with cars, but there's such thing as soccer and cars. So when you bring them together, it makes sense from a video game standpoint. You could make that competitive and interesting, but it's rooted in this ridiculous unreality. But these guys are playing football and American football and world football soccer stuff. They're supposed to be representations of the actual games. So I'm still not sure how I feel about this stuff.
Yeah, especially when you see, like, these are sports that are won on a team effort, and it's like 1v1. Just this guy playing Madden versus this guy. I mean, obviously, you're not going to do a multiplayer game where everybody plays every position or something like that.
Sure.
But I don't know. There's a disconnect between here's a sport where teamwork is key, being played by one person versus another.
Yeah. Right. I mean, one-on-one fantasy card games, they make sense. Five-on-five shooters make sense. Every player, every character is a standalone deal. Five-on-five Heroes of the Storm matches or League of Legends matches or whatever makes sense for the same reason. But a soccer game, just one, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the audience for that, though, also says 5v5 fantasy characters beating each other up.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? I mean, I think maybe there's, you know, different audiences, but it is weird. I don't follow traditional sports, esports, at all. So I don't know how big it is. They're leaning into this personal drama between players and stuff that I don't know if that's what I would encourage, but
yeah, we kind of want to get away from that a little.
Yeah.
Like gamer rage. I mean, I guess if people are going to be dicks, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But you don't have to showcase it like it's a hot new thing. This looks really pretty though. I'll give this game some credit. They're showing, for those on audio only, they're showing FIFA 18. Looks nice and tight. I like soccer games. I don't go out of my way to make sure to get every year or whatever, but I like them.
Yeah.
I've got a friend who's really into them and gets them every time there's an update. Oh, boy. What's happening now? Oh, Lord. What's happening? Seth Meyers, Carmelo Anthony. These are famous people. And then, freaking Terry Crews and Kevin Bacon.
I mean, he is in everything. He can't be tied to everything if he doesn't start showing up to stuff like this. So there you go.
What was that?
I went early, Rog. I went early. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the men in blazers. That's Rog, the bald one. I'm Davo, way less bald in person. We are delighted to be here.
Hey, that's how we introduce ourselves when we meet people, too.
One of the top three most popular football shows ever to be produced in the panic room in the crap part of Soho. That is true. Somehow, we convince world leaders like Will Ferrell to come talk to us about the fifth best sport in the world. Oh, we've tricked them all, Davo.
Okay, I hate them.
The common thread for us is always football.
I'm trying not to hate them.
Players around the world, they all tell me their experience with FIFA runs so deep it actually impacts the way they play.
I mean, they have
their
loyal niche market, right?
It's all melding.
It'd be like if we had to go out on stage, people would be like, who are these chuckleheads and why do they like this Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. It's not any different than that. And this is good for me because it reminds me how people must feel when they see me come out on stage and do anything. But these two, I guess it's a radio show. I'm looking them up here. It's a popular football-focused radio show. Football as in soccer.
Take a look at this. So it feel like you're in the Argentinian sun with your pasty white legs. And this is massive, Rog. They've now got the ideal athlete.
It's just this weird uncle's over for Thanksgiving humor that I don't know if gamers care about.
Ronaldo, could you get anyone better than that? Well, that man doesn't have a
six-pack. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I like soccer more.
Yeah, if I was into this, maybe I'd be into this.
In spandex and capture his data. That beautiful man. He's done it all. That's it. Back-to-back champion of Europe.
Yeah.
The La Liga title. Yeah. Ballon d'Or winner. Yeah. Literally every trophy. And most impressive. From our
also, guy in the left pants are super tight, man.
They are the tightest pants. But as huge, his knees are trying to escape out of the pants. Year,
my testicles ache looking at him. And not for any sort of reason that they normally would. Oh, geez. I mean, seriously. They're sprayed on.
The biggest story in football is, of course, Alex Hunter, the new hero of the virtual pitch.
This is their most.
I thought he was about to say of the storm. I was like, what is. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm back on board.
This does seem to. I mean, they give this kind of time. It's just a reminder that this is probably their biggest moneymaker is FIFA. They do a lot. They sell a lot of copies of FIFA worldwide.
Yeah, I think they probably have their audience. I think where it disconnects for me is that they're not really talking about the game. It's more like they're coming out to try and sell me on soccer.
Yeah.
And I wish it would become big and popular here. Like, I think that would be cool. But because I'm in America, I just don't care.
Yeah. I care a little, but I don't care that much. I remember when I got my 3DO back in the day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the 90s. It was the hot new business. I had to get one.
Yeah.
So I got a 3DO, and the first game I bought, the first two games I bought were FIFA and Road Rage. And I thought it was amazing at the time. But now I don't know why I cared so much. I think it just looked really good at the time. And there was like 3D elements to it. And
yeah.
It felt like we were a major step forward.
I mean, I would say FIFA is their most consistent sports game. It seems like you never hear about a year where FIFA was awful. It's usually always received well enough.
Yeah, I agree with that. They always it always reviews well. That it's always consistent. They don't do anything crazy or dumb with it. Their NBA game is a mess. NHL is spotty. Madden is boring or kind of not changing very much. Although, I don't know. What I saw that earlier looked like it might be interesting. You give me a lot of like drama and RPG stuff in there, I might be interested in playing that.
Yeah.
This is in-game footage here. Look at this. So they're using Frostbite for everything now?
That's what it seems like.
It's
which that's been getting some questionable reviews in recent coverage. I don't know if you read the story of where Mass Effect Andromeda fell, but that was a very interesting gaming story, and it was about Frostbite in a lot of areas.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
I'm here to talk about Need for Speed Payback.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
Feel free and whenever you're ready.
Did you already say when he started, though? Please shoot me if I ever do this. If I ever get up and go, yo, I'm really happy to be here. Most of you know who I am. It's like, don't. No, I don't know who you are.
He is the producer of the game. Thank you, Nick, for having me.
Hey, man. Thanks, Jesse. Obviously, we're really excited to tell everyone about Need for Speed Payback here today. But more
and now this guy's just like, I don't even understand these cameras, man. What's going on? I got my jean jacket. I got to go.
Cartel that rules the city's casino.
I don't know. I think Stifler's looking pretty good. He's what? He's been a little while since his last American Pie movie. I think he's holding up there.
Do a sequel to The Rundown.
Yeah. Hurry up before The Rock says never again.
We are putting you behind the wheel of an action-driving fantasy.
Like that Volkswagen Beetle behind you.
There's been a lot of new things coming to the game and a lot of old things that people are familiar with the franchise.
Exactly. You know, we're putting a new narrative into the game where you drive three different
cars. Okay, here's what I know. I'm going to say something I regret. I'm not going to say it. You know where my head is. It's just, there's something. It's like that Steve Buscemi scene where he walks up and says, hey, kids, what is going on or whatever.
Visual
and performance customizations,
as well as
introducing something on top of that, something we call derelicts, which are abandoned classic cars that you transform from scrap to stock to supercars.
Speaking of customization, my homie Nick,
that's actually AR a cool idea. I kind of like that a lot.
Customizing a
I don't know if it's going to be enough to make me care about a Need for Speed game,
because
I'm still bitter about the end of I can't think of the name of the series. They bought the team, and we don't get any more of them anymore. And they were the best racing games ever.
Burnout Paradise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Paradise was so good. Oh, so good.
I loved all the Burnout games.
Yeah, there was never a Burnout game I didn't love. Okay, this is Need for Speed Payback. Let's take a look here. Trailer time. Okay, I got real quiet. Oh, there we go.
We intercept, then grab the cargo.
It'll be part of a convoy.
What are you thinking?
Quick hit.
Yeah, there. Every engine, every game looks like Star, not Starbreeze. What's the name of the engine?
Frostbite.
Yeah.
Get me close to that truck before it hits the tunnel. The house.
When does Vin Diesel show up? Is what I want to know.
Soon, right?
He would have to, and then he's gonna come out and say, "It's about family."
Yeah, it's always about family. Oh. That reminds me of Burnout right there.
Oh, yep. Now they're speaking to me.
Yeah, now they got it. It's beautiful though. Look good looking. I'm always so tempted to get this stuff on PCs when there's good driving games. Oh, get inside like Knight Rider style. Oh. I guess not. All right, they are Need for Speedifying this, aren't they?
What's the play? Forget the tunnel.
Yeah.
We get him before he reaches the city.
Yeah, but it seems like we've added a weird narrative movie mode to all their games is the theme here.
Yep.
This doesn't really seem like racing. This seems like, hey, we want to make a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah. I might be alright with that.
I could be too. I do like those movies.
I like that we're in the Southwest Desert. It's my favorite place to do anything. So this could be any game, and I'd probably play it. This is my country right here. I love it. I should move to Phoenix. What am I doing here? I should be down where it's like dying.
Worth that.
Take him out, Ty.
All right. That's very Burnout.
Yeah, and that's a cool way to use that tech within, you know, within a different kind of game.
I agree. Get up on his right. All right.
Now or never, Jess.
Do it.
do it. Boy, I'm glad to hear the
their voicing sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon, though.
Yeah, it's kind of bad. I'm a little worried about that. Oh, lordy. All right, so we got some kind of... Jesse? Oh, the mortification. Look at that. What is that?
That's what I'm talking about. Good job.
Okay, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
My favorite line.
Yeah. It's never overused and never comes off cheesy.
No, ever. Oh, shite. Helicopter.
Hi, I'm a helicopter. I just flew down to see what was going on.
All right, that looked all right.
I can assure you that plays as well as it looks. Last year at EA Play, we unveiled EA Originals. The program was something we created to support small independent studios, to help bring experiences that are unique, gorgeous, innovative, and memorable to the world.
Innovative.
We are partnering with game creators through the process from development to marketing to publishing. But EA Originals is also about funding, about offering a level of security. The profits from these games go back to the hands of the developers. We have been overwhelmed.
Just really want to make it clear that we're paying these people.
Yeah, we are not breaking any of my country or your country's slave labor laws.
They're getting paid.
I want to introduce you to our next EA Originals title.
Okay.
One that I've been very close to from the beginning. This game tells a story in an entirely new way. Now, a few years ago, I played the indie hit Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons.
Oh, I love Brothers.
Yeah, that was a good game.
How different the game felt.
It was a really great game.
The mechanics and storytelling were really cool, and we both loved the emotional story.
Played the crap out of that.
So I decided to contact the game's creator, Joseph Farris. When we met, we instantly realized we shared the same passion for games and how to bring new experiences to players.
And then leaned in and gave him a kiss.
I also found out that he was building a new studio called Hazelight. Now, we're thrilled to be working with Joseph to bring his new project to all of you. All
right, so this is their indie stuff.
Out as a wild idea on
I guess,
paper,
right?
Now turned into a groundbreaking, one-of-a-kind game called A Way Out. Take a look.
A Way Out? No, not No Way Out.
No, what's you can get out. There's just only one.
Oh, this is...
Stay the hell away from me. Doesn't look like an indie game.
No. Some sort of prison deal? All right, I'm in already. He's got a sweet nose.
Yeah.
All right, montage of prison violence, push-ups. They're in the cafeteria.
I'm sure I have to bust out of here, but I need to get out of here, too.
Yeah? Not my problem.
A co-op adventure. Split screen? Interesting.
Oh, co-op prison escape seems like it could be a cool thing.
And this seems to play to their strengths because Brothers was all about that cooperation, right?
You okay?
Or if you played it by yourself, it was all about learning how to use a controller weird.
Yeah. Oh, alright, so it's not going to all be in the prison.
Wife's got dead eye. What are you doing here?
Co-op talking to wife.
Yeah. Did you escape from prison? Oh, this is trouble. Oh, A Way Out. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks all right.
Yeah, I'd play that. I like good co-op.
I want the scene where you co-op crawl through a river of poo.
Yep.
And come out clean on the other side.
Director of A Way Out.
He corrected his own last name pronunciation just now.
Yeah, so, just in case anybody's about to latch onto that. Also, he looks like one of the characters.
Yeah, he does. He totally does.
And this is the reason why I started Hazelight Studios together with the team behind Brothers. And working with EA's
he just needs those sweet sideburns.
Because we have the full creative freedom and trust from EA to deliver the game we truly believe in. And that is very important for Hazelight, let me tell you that. So
he's the most amazing man in the world.
He really is. It's very captivating. Yeah. I'm waiting for him to say, and let me tell you one more thing. I had to escape prison just to be here today.
This entire game is based on how I escaped prison.
A game where me and a friend can embark on an emotional journey together. And this is exactly what A Way Out is. The game is designed for split screen.
See, I wrote a game once called A Way Out, but it was just about me visiting my mother-in-law on a Sunday afternoon. But to get and how I could get out of there.
And your friend to play it in your couch.
It was pretty epic and emotional. And
gameplay wise,
you could unlock a card that said, stomach pains. Right. And it gets you right there.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? Yeah, let me tell you. Okay, wait, it's coming to me. Come on. Gameplay wise, it's going to be crazy. There's going to be a huge amount of variation.
It's not scripted. Everything.
I think I love this guy. A lot of I think I really like
it's gonna
him.
It's going to be exploration, driving, action. So you won't get tired.
He seems stoked. I love people with this kind of energy. You know.
But let me tell you this.
This is how people
get. Our game has everything. Like, whatever you want. Way out,
I will tell you, it's got the two cups of Frosted Flakes. Got I made him Italian. I apologize,
cocky,
everyone.
But I can't help it because it's true.
Well, maybe
I'm
he is Italian.
So pumped up, it's crazy. You don't know. I live, breathe this game. I'm telling you, it's like it's gonna kick ass. It's gonna kick ass. So right now,
can
I
say
show
ass?
You a gameplay video.
Is that okay? Okay, I say it again.
But still, you're gonna get blown away. And I also want to say that I'm so proud and happy to be part of this industry. It's crazy how fun it is to be here and do these games. It's so much fun.
Am I the only one that doesn't like these microphones that make it look like we have a little boil on the side of our face?
Thank you. Goodbye. Hop shaky boom. Come on.
Hop shaky boom?
That's the way out.
All right. Okay, so they're going to show a scene or a... Element
a
here.
Way Out is a story-driven co-op game. It is designed, played, and experienced only in split-screen co-op, which means you have to play the game with a friend.
That's it.
Online,
no single.
On your couch.
Online, that's cool.
The game starts in a prison. You play as Vincent and Leo. You and a friend will get to know your characters and unfold their story together.
You don't know anything about me, man? Maybe not. But Harvey killed someone very close to me. With or without you, I'm going after him.
Let me show you some of the
something about his voice is familiar.
On the right side,
yeah.
You see Leo was already in prison. On the left, you see Vincent, who just arrived.
Naked guys.
Now, if you look to the right again,
co-op
you can
naked
see
standing.
Leo can be controlled while Vincent is in a cutscene. Here's another one. Vincent and Leo are now in the laundry room. Your goal is to smuggle sheets using a laundry cart.
Smuggle sheets? He says smuggle shit?
Get that sheet out of here. It's got
your name on it. Picard's in it. I don't believe
it's,
this is
broken.
Efficacious.
I don't know.
Or with Leo.
Yep, see. Oh, poor Picard.
Oh, no, Picard.
Oh, Jean-Luc, what are you going to do now?
Q's going to have to give you a new heart.
What the? What? Who's him?
In a way out. Guys are kind of dicks.
Something new all the time. Everything you do in the game is unique for that.
This is pretty nifty, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to play it to know how it's how it goes in practice, but I think that looks really interesting.
Yeah, this seems like this would be a lot of fun. And like they're trying to make it as serious as possible in this playthrough, but you know it's going to be ridiculously funny.
Oh, yeah.
Two buddies just goofing around on the game
yeah
together.
And when they're in like a elevator shaft trying to push on each other's backs to crawl up, that's gonna be a hoot is what that'll be.
Or I'm looking at your naked butt during the serious prison you know scene.
Totally. I'm into that. That's cool. Early 2018, so A Way Out. I should be taking notes like Patrick does
again.
But I'm not. I'm lame.
Thank you, Joseph. That game is absolutely
he's, you know, he's a very dedicated person. And,
he really
you know,
is.
We're dedicated, but in a different way, in our own way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we are inspired to look farther ahead. Creative ideas combined with new technologies become an unstoppable force. We have teams today
he's got
taking
a boil
technologies
as well.
That are changing the world and using them to change the way we play.
Because
the
it looks like somebody like licked a jawbreaker and just stuck it to the side of their head.
Yeah, one of those like sticky burrs you get when you're a kid and out in the weeds too long or something. What
motivates it's like the new version of the carrot and the stick. It's the candy on the side of the microphone.
Yeah.
You keep talking, we'll give you this candy.
That's one reason we created this new division.
Well, they have a new division.
Seed is a small, stealthy team that I work with on a daily basis. exploring some of our most visionary concepts, like deep learning or neural networks.
This is like a think tank deal. Interact with and
share as you wish. Yeah. You know what their acronym says to me?
What?
We really wanted to use the word seed.
Yeah. Hey guys, we need to use seed. Well, we can't think of a cool thing the word letters stand for. It doesn't matter. We're using seed, so come up with some words. What is it again? Hold on. How'd the F get in there?
Search for extraordinary something something D.
Duty. Yeah, got it. D.
We are building that future.
Oh, you hate acronyms.
One that disrupts, empowers, and is full of play. And to do that, we also need innovative new platform technology.
Innovative.
So when we were thrilled when we got our first project Scorpio dev kits from Microsoft. 6 teraflops and true 4K graphical fidelity.
Interesting. They're talking about Scorpio before Microsoft is.
Are just they got to quit saying 6 teraflops combining Frostbite with because Scorpio. That's and quickly sounding dumb when you can go buy a new computer rig right now or even those Apple, even that iMac Pro they released the other day, it's like 30 teraflops. Stunning. If you keep touting 6, you're going to start sounding like you're 64 bits. Like, stop it. Stop it.
But I will say teraflops is fun to say.
Right teraflop is fun to say. No question about it.
I have one more thing before I go.
New
IP is one of the purest forms of innovation in our industry. A brand new idea combined with the latest tech and a vision for something extraordinary. The next game will push every boundary for you. It is vast, dangerous, beautiful, and unexpected.
Well, those are the things I like in my video games.
So this is just the first tease that we're showing you today. Then we will have so much more in the Microsoft press conference tomorrow, so don't miss that. But for now, here's the first glimpse of our brand new IP from BioWare.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit.
Is this that Project Dylan thing?
I don't know.
The wall. Thank you, that's it.
Frostbite. Goodbye.
It's our armor.
What is this?
It protects us from what lies beyond. But out there, you either live with the choices you make or die trying to change them.
Anthem.
The story doesn't end here. It's just the beginning.
I wonder what that's about.
I think that is what the actual name for the Project Dylan that they kept referring to might
I'm
be.
I'm Sean O'Brien, and I'm here today to share the latest about NBA Live
18. Okay, well, color me interested. I need to see more than that, though.
I'd like to show you.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Brien, here to talk about a game that probably won't come out.
I missed the demo about shirts with busy patterns because I forgot TV makes them look bad. Anyway, here's this.
I know for the past 4 years we've told you we're making an NBA game, and then we don't make an NBA game. But we're going to try again and see if it happens.
We call it the one. Gibbs Connor, over to you.
Gibbs Connor.
Thank you, Sean. You look fantastic every single time I see you. We are here out at FanFest EA Play.
Well, that's a little personal. You don't need to tell us how you think he looks.
Hashtag EA Play. Tell me what games you're excited to see. I am telling you right now, I am excited to see a first look at NBA Live 18. And no one better in the business than my guy right here, creative director Connor Dugan. Connor, let's take first look, NBA Live 18.
Yeah, what's up? I mean, I'm super excited.
Hi, I'm an evil clone of Todd Howard.
Yeah, Todd Klugen and Todd Howard are hatched from the same egg, dude. Oh, Connor, not Todd. Okay, all right. It would have been really weird if his name was Todd.
All right, so what we're looking at here is I'm using my right stick dribble control. And I'm performing any combination of moves I want. So I can go behind the back, between the legs. And now I'm trying to attack the basket. But KD, or Q, cuts me off with a flick of his left stick, and then I try to go back.
Video games, look at how they look now.
But Q's late.
I think we forget just how rad games are now. They look amazing.
I have an open lane to the hoop.
Yeah.
So we see Zaza.
That guy looks really upset. Oh, he went around me with the basketball.
Sneaky bastard. As you can see,
Like, I mean, I joke, but this does look incredible, but at the same time, they also haven't put out an NBA game in a long time.
Yeah.
They show it every year, and they miss frequently.
I appreciate this first look at NBA Live 18. Sean, back to you.
And when that's all you're able to show, it doesn't give me good faith that you're going to do it this year either.
Thank you. We're excited for all of you to get your hands on NBA Live 18. And everyone will have an opportunity to do so through a free demo coming in August. Now, this demo will
not this week while you're here, but August. Okay.
And be introduced to this new basketball world. Jumpstart your own legacy.
New basketball world. And
what if they made a Space Jam game? What if one year they came out and it was like the EA Sports section and it was just like, we got a new basketball game for you this year, and bringing Bugs Bunny came out?
I would lose my mind is what I would do.
It'd be so good. Way to pursue your legacy.
Centered on you. All right, so we got another career mode that's like RPG-ish, probably. To the one. The one unleashes the freedom to play how and with whom you want. The street one, the league one. The respect you earn on the streets matters just as much as the rings you earn in the league. Finally, crowd graphics don't look like garbage. That's good.
NBA experience, where you dominate the hardwood on your way to winning championships.
But the new NBA Live goes beyond the league, taking you into the streets. In a casual clothes mode. And how you earn respect.
Check out these shorts. Team up with friends to take down NBA legends at historic
courts like Venice Beach. Throughout your journey, I like outdoor basketball. Performance leads to
increased skills
and I used to play some before I decided that 40 extra pounds and laziness was preferable. Join the community with 5-on-5 pickup games. I was tall enough though where I could do some damage.
I played basketball when I was younger, which was weird because I was super short, but I was good at dribbling, I was incredibly fast, and so I was an asset to the team, but I scored very few points.
Yeah, good passing and good supporting play, I guess, though.
Yeah. By you and how you choose
to play. This is your world. EA Sports. It's in the game. I want to be the one. I want to wear a really tight elbow brace and the shorty shorts.
There's a lot of pointing in the EA press conference.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
There's also like, what is up? People like to say that. What is up?
What is up? Pointing.
What is up? Point. I just
want to point it out so people can start counting the points. Like, just count how many points occur.
All right. Drink and you see a point, everybody. You're going to get sauced. Should check on the chat room. You guys been talking in there? If you have any thoughts for us, join us in the call waiting room on the Discord. We'd be happy to take your questions and thoughts.
Special thanks to Joseph and Hazelight. How about that for some passion?
That was some passion, friend.
Now we've got a massive finale coming up here in just a moment. 30 minutes of pure, unadulterated Star Wars. But
wait, what?
But before we get there, I wanted to pause for just a moment.
I've had that dream before, but I didn't know it was ever going to be in a press conference. I
thought that was the Play to Give campaign. I don't know what. 30 minutes. That's just them playing for 30 minutes.
And play in our.
I don't know. Maybe. Didn't they do that with Battlefield last year?
Oh, maybe they did. I don't remember. Has it only been a year or is it 2 years since Battlefield? Oh, Battlefield 1, you mean?
Yeah, Battlefield 1.
Yeah, you're right. They did do a big weird thing like that.
We donated $1 million to these three great organizations in support of building a more inclusive world. And here's where play comes in. All of you, our millions of players.
Gamers are douchebags. We think they should do it.
You came out in play in 9 in-game challenges. And by coming together, we are showing the world what a positive force that games can be. And to thank you for that, we're opening ways for you to play a bunch of great games for free. Starting today for the rest of the week, Origin Access, as well as the Vault and EA Access, are free. But PlayStation 4 players will also have a bunch of free trials running all week.
Wait, I can get all these free games on Origin?
PvZ, Garden Warfare 2, Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, but if you stop being an Access member, you lose access to them. Oh. So it's free for the week, but then if you let it lapse, you can't play those games anymore.
Without further ado, we bring you Star Wars Battlefront 2.
All right, here you go. Let's see what they got to show here. We're both big Star Wars fans. Oh. Is that a real tweet? Social media BS. Come on. Yo, guys. Hey, yo, Twitter. Guys, Twitter. I'm glad they're not all caps like this show's. Look at all those caps, dude.
Yeah.
That's the trolliest day on Twitter ever.
That's the yelling version of Twitter.
There you go. This is probably the part where YouTube bans my video because this music is copyrighted.
Yeah. I actually just got hit with a video ban for a video I made years ago because it had Star Wars music.
Yeah, they're weird with their timing, for sure. Who's that?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Why is she so serious?
I'm Janina Gavankar. And I play Commander Iden Versio, leader of the Inferno Squad.
Okay, this makes me want to die.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
They don't have to be so serious. Can they just... You don't have to
also,
make such
they
a...
could have put her in armor. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that'd be great.
She's going to be a trooper. You know, put her in the armor.
That tweet from John Boyega was like the tweet heard around the world. It spoke for all of us. When can we play a Star Wars story? We don't want to just relive the movies. We've watched them a million times. But we want to do...
Except episode one. I've seen that twice.
So. Untold story.
First time was like, ugh. Second time was like, well, maybe. And then third time was like, no, thanks, I'm good.
It enables us to play as some of our favorite Star Wars characters while also introducing new ones.
I'm all about...
Like photobombing droid.
Yeah, and I'm all about... I'm all about black armored... TIE fighter pilots. I think they're badass.
Helps bridge the gap between Return of the Jedi.
Those guys are really cool.
And The Force Awakens.
All right.
And that's a cool era to set a game in, too, I think.
I agree.
That's good. But EA didn't just stop there. We loved the previous Battlefront of 2015, but we wanted more. Star Wars Battlefront 2 is much bigger than the previous title, with more than three times the content of the first game.
Jeez. That's a lot of times the content.
Now, I'm all about that couch co-op, and they're bringing it back with the return of Skirmish, so I'm going to be cuddling up with someone playing me some Battlefront 2. In multiplayer, there are more heroes, more vehicles, more planets.
I know this happens every year, but the stage
more
stuff
space battles
just
and
kills me.
Assault and
always awkward.
And I don't know what else I would prefer. Like, if they just got up and gave me the math and the numbers, I'd probably hate that too. So I guess I prefer this, but it's hard. I guess the answer is this is hard, and you forget that it's hard. Because, I mean, who makes this look good? I don't know anyone who does. It's always kind of bad. Todd Howard's pretty good. But I kind of like Nintendo's method. I hate to say it because it's kind of the cheap, easy thing they do by just doing this video edited thing. But it comes off as consistent and normal and not too cheese bag. And when it is cheesy, it's kind of funny and adorable because it's.
Yeah, like when they do Muppets.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly that. Do the whole thing as Muppets. There's our answer. This whole thing should be Muppets. Hi, I'm Muppet Lady who did the voice of Commander blah 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 in video game. All right, here we go. Oh, we're going to DICE Studios. I thought this was the game.
After the release of Star Wars Battlefront 1, the community thought there should have been more. And the good news is this, the developers have been listening.
That's X-Factor
really
Gaming.
The Game Changers get their hands on a game.
This is going to stay, right? Sorry? The clean UI look is going
to
stay.
There's still time to change something if it's not working.
Oh my god! My first impression with the game is upgraded. All three eras.
You know, Stone Mountain 64.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
I told you we were going to see nothing but streamers and YouTubers today.
Yep, it was a good prediction. That was a weird derpy face that was shown on that lady's computer just now, and it took me a minute for my brain to catch up to it.
Yeah, that was odd.
it affects how you are going to support your team.
There's going to be more content. You're going to have to
the pool
to
shark.
New different techniques on how to play.
The gunplay and the weapons have completely been redone compared to the first Battlefront. Now there is a lengthened skill gap in it.
It feels a lot better and you go, oh, okay, this gun feels kind of more real, less floaty.
Which is your favorite hero so far?
We're introducing a system called Battle Points, which will allow you to become not only heroes, but other things on the battlefield.
As you're helping your team play the objective.
Oh, I don't want to be one of those dumb droids.
Oh, I think that'd be fun. They're dumb, but I think it'd be fun.
The little Roger Dodger guys?
Yeah. Because I want to just run around and just go, Roger, Roger. The whole time I'm shooting people.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good and trolly. Oh, dude, Tauntauns are great.
With the Game Changers is always a really great working environment when you're trying to figure things out.
I mean, to know that you're giving key feedback to make it a better experience for everybody, it's like putting your footprint out there and saying, look, I'm
Doom 49.
All right, is everyone in position?
Yeah.
Ready?
Everyone ready?
So I'm
notice we're all playing PC versions of the game.
The trailer has a whole different level of fantasy.
In fact, I'm noticing a lot of PC focus, even though they're not saying it outright. Everything at that place, including the little play area and stuff.
Game Changers and Dice. This is the world premiere of Star Wars.
Well, I feel like we would see more. I mean, they clearly held off on that one game because it's going to be focused on Scorpio, it seems like.
Right.
There was a PlayStation logo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are clone troopers.
The Naboo.
Yep, the Naboo. A reminder, the prequels did exist and are considered canon. Oh, I like this Naboo level.
This looks good.
Yeah.
It sounds like they got the voices from the Clone Wars cartoon to do clone troopers and droids.
Yeah. Whoa. Mr. Maul, would you like a another orange juice while you're here? We didn't see you. Your usual room? Yes, please. A Wookiee? A Tauntaun and a Death Trooper. Walking over.
Boba Fett!
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Oh, it's Rey. Alright, how do we feel about space battles in these games?
I am happier when they exist.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Here are next assignments. They are unusual.
Okay, this is what I want. This is what I'm most interested in right here, story. Characters. The Force is strong with PlayStation. Oh, look how excited she is.
Very excited.
Yoda, Darth Maul, Wookiees, Kylo Ren versus Rey. I watched that thing like 20 times backstage with my mom before this even started. My mom's here. Yes, it's a big day for me. I'm sorry. So.
Okay. All hail moms. Moms are great.
Okay.
I love them.
So we have even more exciting things for you. In just a moment, YouTube personality I, Justine, shoutcaster Alex Goldenboy Mendez, and DICE developer Paul Kesslin will showcase Assault on Theed, the world premiere of Star Wars Battlefront 2's multiplayer. Yep.
I talked to I, Justine, once. She's very nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's very, very nice. She's super into Apple stuff.
I'm going to take the 40.
I mean, her name's I, Justine, after all.
That is a bit of a giveaway.
Okay, but you're not going to want to miss this, because like maybe you've seen some teasers, but this is the real thing, okay? All the bells and whistles, all the newness. But before we take you there, another big Star Wars Battlefront fan has some exciting news.
Okay.
Hi, guys. It's John Boyega here. Thought I wasn't going to turn up. Yes, I was. But I'm sorry I can't be there with you, because...
Did you know he had an English accent?
But I do have some great news.
You didn't know he had an English accent?
No.
Star Wars Battlefront 1, and now we're going into the next chapter.
The rumor is for Force Awakens is he went in to read with the English accent, and they told him to drop it.
We've seen Luke. Wow. We've seen all the other characters, but... I don't know how I missed that.
Finn will definitely be a part of Star Wars Battlefront 2 alongside with Captain Phasma as part of the first season of free content. And there's more. On top of that, we also get to play on the new planet Crait that you saw on the Last Jedi teaser trailer in April. So this is going to be an exciting time. I'm going to be playing. If you see Finn running around whooping some ass, it's me. So I'm getting ready, getting set for you guys to play with me on Star Wars Battlefront 2. And I'm excited.
You'll never play with Finn.
Let's play.
You'll play with his character, but John Boyega is making you think he'll be online one night and you're going to be playing with him. He won't be.
He might. I think it could happen. Somebody's going to be playing with him. I think he plays the game.
You think so?
Yes, I guarantee it.
The team at DICE
That's a good
heard
render of him.
Feedback loud and clear on the previous Battlefront and are committed to keeping this community together with themed seasons of content post-launch for all players at no additional charge.
Wow. That's good. More money, less problems.
The first season, inspired by Star Wars The Last Jedi, is only the beginning of the additional content coming to this game. All post-launch heroes, maps, weapons, and vehicles will be free for everyone who owns Star Wars Battlefront 2.
So no DLC? Nice. No paid DLC?
They said the first season.
EA announced that players who pre-order will get early access to multiplayer beta and Yoda's epic lightsaber mastery star card.
I don't know what that means, let us recap.
I don't either.
New essential Star Wars story. Multiplayer across all three Star Wars eras, space battles, split-screen co-ops.
Lots of S's.
And free content that will keep us playing together for years to come. Yes, right? Yes. Yes.
I'm
so honored to be just a tiny little part of this team making this amazing game. I can't believe they let me do this today. And I can't wait to play the game in its entirety in November. And I get to start right now. So I'm going to go pick up my controller, and I'm going to throw it over to iJustine and Golden Boy and Paul to take us to Assault on
Speed. Some really fancy names and Paul.
Multiplayer.
Hi, Justine, Golden
Thanks
Boy.
Thanks so much. Hey, guys. Welcome to the world premiere of Star Wars Battlefront 2's multiplayer game.
I think Justine did last year as well. We're ready to show you guys the live game in that weird side room thing that they did.
Yeah, I think so.
Here today, we've got Golden Boy and Paul Kesslin, producer from DICE. What have we got going on here today, guys?
We got a lot going on today. First of all, what we're going to see today is a three-stage mode. It's our new gameplay. We'll be showing the... We'll be showing people going. The droids are attacking Theed. They'll be going all the way up the main.
But
the main
of course they are.
The,
okay.
The droids are attacking Theed. The droids need to try to bypass security, make their way into the palace itself. If they're successful, they'll be able to take on the throne room, and there the droids will ideally try to capture that from the clone army. Unfortunately, the clone army's still there, needs to try to push him out.
All right, so it's objective. This is
take a moment here and appreciate the fact that we get to be droids in Star Wars. This is going to be awesome. I can't wait. Are you guys excited?
Oh, man. Stop.
You guys got to come live over here because we're going to see some great gameplay. We have some great game changers who are going to be competing here. And I use competing as a term because these guys are holding nothing back just yet.
Yeah, no, it's been super exciting. All right,
that's
we got a
cool
chance
looking.
To play yesterday.
Are these droids really jumping? That's great.
Yep, bunny hopping.
Because you never see them do that. I feel like there should be a canon reason for why droids are now, like, jumping all the time.
Yeah, I kind of agree. So you all have to be droids on that team, right?
Yeah, I think so. Look at him go. See, it would be fun to be playing that and just running around going. Here's some NBA.
What?
Star Wars what? HQ and some NBA Live. Just cuz. Why not?
Somebody screwed up in the control room.
Now this is awesome because essentially phase one, you get to escort an NPT down.
What's an NPT? Do you know what that is?
No.
Is that the truck-looking thing I just saw?
Oh yeah, that could be it.
Definitely. The droids are sitting there trying to.
Is it a third person game? Was the last one?
That's a good point, actually. No, it's supposed to be first person. Maybe their observer slot shows from the third person perspective.
No, that could be.
The team fire, please. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
great. They got a bit more health than your average
trooper. Dude, I just want to be a trooper. I just always want to be a trooper, man.
So you can see those guys as pushers or defenders.
In fact, you know what?
But it looks like we got one of our vulture droids right now. Not sure who's flying this guy, but these guys are great at air-to-air, trying to take out those other ships that might be coming in, that Naboo N1 Starfighter. Otherwise, they're there to provide some great ground support like we're seeing here.
There you go.
Strafing runs in on those cones.
Oh, no! Oh. Come on, man.
Missed that tower.
Bring in my trooper friend. He can watch this with me.
Yeah, I think that's it's only fair. He wants to support his people.
It's mostly his crotch at this point. He wants to see how this goes. Don't you there, pal.
But we see here a little clip of the V-Wing.
Oh, John, I realize I haven't sent you video, so you can't see this.
I can see it on the stream, but yeah, it's looking good. I like your friend. He seems more interested in the ceiling than what's going on the screen.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
But you know, it's happy that he's here supporting his team. This game looks really good.
Yep, I'm impressed.
Now that there is an AAT tank sitting around on the battlefield, he is probably taking out those clone troopers. But this vulture droid is really stepping it up.
What I love about this is everyone's back like, switch back and forth. And then when you start phase two, it's like everything starts coming in and coming way closer together. And we're talking a little bit more about the assault class. So for somebody who has just started playing this, never played any previous versions, do you feel like the assault class might be something perfect for them to pick up?
I really want to know about this third person versus first person thing for reals.
Yeah,
because if they're just doing it to show, it's fine. But it kind of matters. Maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know.
I think chat room's right. I think you can probably switch.
Right. Did the first one do that?
I don't remember. I always remember being first person in the other one, but maybe I wasn't. Maybe that's just. I know you could zoom in and see a first person perspective. Yeah, chat room is saying it can be both, so.
Okay. We knew you guys would know. That's what we always can count on you. This is a joint effort, chat room. It's not just John and I. It's you with your great information, your Wikipedia-style knowledge.
This is certainly what a lot of folks love in Star Wars, and just really in any game that DICE makes, right?
Yeah, people love the space battles, right?
Good job with the air combat. He's really trying to track him down. This vulture is
not
really
having much luck.
Yeah, that vulture cannot shake him.
Well, so we got Star Wars HQ here. You know, he's playing the assault
grenades,
class again.
You saw like
here,
you do.
He has the signature thermal detonator that he'll be able to kind of suppress some of those guys with as he rushes in.
And there are different
I'd probably go PC.
Like one of the guns that,
because that's what I do.
Even though it means playing through Origin, which is not my favorite thing in the world, I would probably go PC as well.
Yeah. I mean, once I click play and I'm out of, I mean, Origin's not there anymore, really, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's just, there's a principle at work there that bugs me. And I don't know why, like, you know, I like Blizzard's launcher a lot. I like good old games launcher's pretty good. The Bethesda launcher and Origin and Uplay are terrible.
Yeah.
They're just bad. So what is that big red thing in his view when he's, is that the objective?
Yeah, that's the droid tank that's dropping off droids. I don't know how it works within the game. I would think that would be a spawn position.
Oh, those mounts are badass.
Yeah.
So you can imagine like three or four of these on the battlefield really rushing around points. Look at this.
Can you stop someone out?
I'm going to hide behind this crate. Oh.
Roger, Roger. Oh.
Could I get shot off of it if I'm on top of it because my body's exposed?
Yes. YouTuber.
Almost immediately. Oh, man.
That ship is cool.
So, Mr. Musel here, you know, look for this guy to be on.
Yeah, I mean, like, for all the ire that is thrown at the prequels, there are some cool things in the prequels.
Definitely. I still say one of the great villains and introduced races in the history of the genre is Darth Maul. I love his whole thing, and they killed him way too early. Is my only complaint. He should have stuck around. He should have been the villain of the three prequels. It drove me crazy that he wasn't.
They ended up doing right. They brought him back in the Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was cool there.
Sewed him up by the crotch or whatever.
Yeah, gave him some spider legs.
But I like him a lot, and there are certain things in the prequels like some of the planets are just did refresh like this is a refreshing different look to something that we're not used to. It isn't a desert or a snow planet, you know. And I like that. But
can I get incredibly Star Wars nerdy for a second, though?
Do it.
It just occurred to me that this fight seems completely non-canonical because the Clone Army didn't exist at the time of this battle.
Oh, hey, now that's a good point.
Like, droids and clones fight all the time, but if this is the invasion of Theed, the Clone Army didn't exist.
I do hate that ship, by the way, the shiny one. I hate that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
Can't stand it. I need my Star Wars ships to be dirty and not made out of gold.
All right. But look at the fancy planet they come from. Like, they clearly come from a planet that's more aesthetic than most. Like, Tatooine's a dirty, grungy, just barely functional place. Like, this is a planet of artisans.
Yeah,
so it would
I'll
make sense that their ships are fancy.
I'll give you that. That's true. They're super into makeup and, you know, all the things, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised they're focusing on the multiplayer so much in this event rather than the single player story, because we knew this was, I mean, this is a kind of a known thing here.
Boy. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, this is kind of what they had last time.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't necessarily highlighting a bunch of the stuff that they're saying they're adding, so.
By the way, how cool would this be? This engine, this kind of polish, this sort of smoothness. PUBG, but in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, that'd be great.
You pod down and you got to go get weapons. I mean, you do the same gameplay loop. You just put it in this place. You wouldn't have flying vehicles, obviously, but man.
I don't know if it would make a ton of sense story-wise, but I don't think I'd care. I think it'd just be fun.
I feel like I want PUBG's gameplay in every setting. It's kind of weird how I feel that way. That thing's such a revelation that way. So these are like tank units, I take it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Siege mode.
Siege mode. Sergeant Hammer, hello?
Oh, hello. Hi. I'm heading on in. What are those droids called?
Those are the Super Battle droids.
Yeah, they're awesome. Again, another prequel advent I think are awesome. Love those things. See these ships? Stupid. You can poke your eye out. It's dumb. Oh, they've done it. They've destroyed the museum. The National History of Jedi Museum is dead.
Yep, it's all gone. Statues won't recover.
I like the UI.
Not since Deathwing have statues suffered such wanton destruction.
Yeah, it's horrendous. This game is beautiful, man. I think he's playing controller, though, the way that movement's happening.
It does kind of seem that way.
Yeah.
It's pretty quick. It might be mouse. Mm.
Oh. Badass, dude. He's such a badass. And what's the race? Bacharach or Bakurta? Burka Durka?
Zabrak.
Zabrak, that's it.
I think he's right.
Yeah, Zabrakian. Zabrakian badass. Oh, that's so cool.
It's super cool, except that he like ran around the corner, saw a bunch of people, and was like, I'm out!
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even Darth Maul can't take on
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
Wait. Now it makes extra no sense, but I don't care. It's cool.
Here, you'll see on the chat room here in a second, he's no good to me dead. You'll see my helmet on. We had a deal, Vader.
I still think Boba Fett is one of the coolest designed characters that Star Wars has ever had. Like, difficult to say that he's a phenomenal character with, you know, limited screen time and whatnot, but he's that idea of space western, essentially. Like, he looks like a cowboy bounty hunter type character. And in Empire, he even made little spur sounds when he walked.
Yep. No, he's up there on the list. It's a little chaotic. I'm not sure what the objective is at this point. Are they, once they get in, I guess it's a whole new objective.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get into the palace, push them back. I don't know. They showed that little map. It made a little bit of sense. But they got these choke points, and I feel like that's going to be some rough business.
Oh, Boba Fett's dead. Boba Fett's dead.
Hello, I'm not wearing armor, and I've got this pistol, and I'm going to shoot you.
Hello. Got a lot of anti-Boba Fett thoughts in the chat. Also, they're worried I was going to get pink eye from this Boba Fett helmet. I'll be fine, guys. It's fine.
I don't know why you would be anti-Boba Fett. He seems pretty cool.
I think saying that you are anti-Boba Fett is a bold statement, and I would have to find out more about why you are wrong. I'd have to find out why you're so wrong. Because Boba Fett is a badass. Now, maybe his treatment in the films and his misuse by Lucas and all that, that's a thing I could see an argument for. But yeah. as a bounty hunter, fitting the oh, there goes Ray. Fitting the thing that he is, he's the best. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's just
He just was poorly treated. Oh, yeah. Darth Maul's down too.
Yeah.
He's unrealized potential for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also see finding it annoying that a character that doesn't do a whole lot is as popular as he is. But, I mean, generally speaking, I think he's an incredibly coolly designed character.
Yeah. I think that's hard to argue, but hey, who do we know? Nintendo did him as a woman. What? I saw the Boba Fett thing fleshed out better when Nintendo did him as a woman. Who's Boba Fett for women?
I think
Metroid?
Samus.
Samus?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I disagree. I think Samus is awesome, but I don't think she's based on Boba Fett. Or does even a good job of being Boba Fett.
That's the same thing that we were saying. Is like, yes, limited screen time, few lines, hype. I would agree, but I don't think that makes him a bad character. I think that makes it confusing why he's so popular. But jumping ship, I understand that. You know, no loyalties. Maybe you are Sith after all. Maybe I am. I was like anybody with a jetpack, which includes Boba Fett and also the clone trooper we were just looking at.
This game is real pretty. You can't tell on our stream, folks, if you're watching live, but it looks like it's running at 60 frames to me. They didn't say what hardware this is on. Or this could be PC versions with possible mouse and keyboard players, maybe controller players. This could be PS4 Pro or Scorpio boxes. Who knows? Where's your head on that whole Scorpio thing? Oh, they lost. Defeat. That means the feet in French.
Yeah, on feed, that means the feet.
That's it.
Oh, look, an MVP screen.
Oh, weird.
Darth Maul, MVP, as it turns out.
Are they going to roll some loot chests, or how's that going to go for them? Nope.
MVP screens, I guess it makes sense, but it is weird when you're just playing, you know, playing troopers. It's like, Battle Droid was MVP.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now they're going to...
get your squad, your friends, to get together and say, like, hey, I want to, you know, run the officer, and we're, you know, we're going to do some highlights here. Maybe that wasn't the best highlight.
Not the best highlight.
You know, because, although, maybe it was.
Let's take a look at some of these highlights.
Oh, actually, I think it's just a crash montage. I think that's what we're going to do at this point. Just all crashing all the time. I'm down with that.
But it was Nuzuk. I mean, he's sitting there, you know, getting as many battle points as he can before his next
so, and that's what you want to try to see with those battle points. I mean, I'm trying not to get too hard on the hype train here, but I think this looks really solid.
Yeah, I think this looks good. That was a bit long, and even looking at the chat, they're kind of saying the same thing. But I think it would be fun to play.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the most fun thing in the world to watch because it kept jumping all over and hard to really follow any narrative. Usual problems with a first-person shooter when you're trying to observe it.
Right.
But I think it would be a blast to play.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. Incredible thing. I mean, you can see it. It looks so pretty. Just look at this. It really is a good-looking game. I mean, this is what we all want. We want a Star Wars game this fleshed out. We want it to look like this. We want a story mode. We're going to get it. Like, this would be a more... This is way more worth your $60, I think, than the previous game, even if it's not perfect or, you know, game of the year or something, but
yeah.
This guy's out of things to say, I can tell.
I got a lot of good experience out of Battlefront, just with how watered down and basic it was. I still had a pretty good time for a while, so fleshed out that sounds good to me.
Do you play PC or console?
PC.
Okay. That was the right choice. Yeah. I'm being elitist, everybody. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, chat seems, there's some skepticism in there. I think that's healthy. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the big hangup for me is EA's in a, I don't know, rebuilding phase right now, as far as I'm concerned. Trying to get interested in their games again is going to be a rough call because there are so many games coming out of so many places that I have more interest in. But they have the Star Wars license, and that's a big deal.
Yeah. Although, do they have it exclusively? Because I feel like there have been Star Wars games coming out of other places. I could be wrong.
Well, on mobile, it's not all EA. I'm trying to think of other examples. Have there been other examples? What other Star Wars games have we had?
There's two more that we know that are in progress, but I can't remember who's developing them.
Mm.
There's the... what's her name? She worked on Uncharted that's doing a Star Wars game, but I think that might be for EA.
I think it is. And yeah, she's a big deal, actually. That could be huge.
And then there's one more that they announced where a studio said that they were working on a Star Wars game. I can't remember the studio.
All right, they're back after a long winter's night.
Thank you, everyone. And thank you to the real rock stars of this show. The development
Bono, The Edge. EA. Oh, okay. He means, amazing. He doesn't mean real rock stars. And I don't know why I went right to YouTube. But.
Now, we can't wait.
Yes, thank you, chat. Visceral Games is Amy Hennings' game, and Respawn Entertainment also also doing a Star Wars game.
That's right.
Thank you all for joining us.
Now, but they could all be EA games.
They're probably all EA published, is my thinking. Is that it? He's out? Oh, they cut the audio, man.
I guess I'm out of time.
Yeah, and they're showing mobile games now, which is something you do. Well, there you go. That is the EA conference. That's a weird way to end it. They don't usually these end with like a montage or something, or some kind of something, right?
Yeah, not a. Hey, here's a cool.
Here's a PlayStation 2 era looking game. Oh, there's music.
I played this game on mobile.
What'd you think of it? Yeah, that's kind of where I was,
too. It
was
okay.
That's kind of where I was as well. EA Play. Who's this guy?
I found this empty trailer.
No, he's literally going to talk about the mobile game. That's what's happening. I mean, a game's doing okay. Oh, look, it's Storm from Paul and Storm. He's there as well. That's great. Well, there you go, folks. That's going to be our coverage of the EA conference. Next thing is what? Oh, my gosh. Where's my calendar? The next thing is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a half hour before we're playing Heroes, don't we? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Team League today. So that's coming up a little bit if you guys want to hang around for that. This channel will auto-host Kyle's channel.
Tomorrow is Microsoft and Bethesda.
Microsoft and Bethesda.
Microsoft and Bethesda.
That is going to be at 2 p.m. Pacific for the Microsoft panel. It will be 9 p.m. Pacific for the Bethesda panel, which is crazy late. I don't know why that's so late for the rest of the country, but it is. So come back for that. We'll have Patrick here. John will be here for, I think, all of tomorrow's, right?
Yeah, I'm available for all of tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's. I think Brian Dunaway will be around, so look for us for sure, and we'll get y'all hooked up. I'm actually excited about the Bethesda panel, despite how weirdly timed it is, but I'm excited about whatever they're going to be doing there. So we'll be back for that. Those of you listening to the podcast, I'll put these up each time we're done with them, sometimes in chunks, sometimes one at a time, but over the next few days, expect all kinds of content coming out of the Boop feed. If you'd like more information about that, go to frogpants.com/BOOP. I think that's it, John. Until later, anyway.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I'll see you in Team League.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.